Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Menachos, Parak Yod, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Ruzivik Hagon Big Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the cutting and bringing of the carbon Omer. The Mishnah tells us Kitzru and Usnu B'kupais. They cut it down and they put it into baskets. Have you Lazar? They brought it to Lazaro. Hayum Havin Oisai Ba'ur. They then singe it in fire, meaning while it was still in its stalk, they would singe it with fire. Why is that? K'day L'kayim by Mrs. Kali, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of roasting it. The pasuk says it's supposed to be roasted, so they're roasting it. That's Rameh's opinion. Say no, that's not how it was done. But they would first take these reeds and stalks of cabbage and beat it. That removed the kernel from the stalk. And the reason why they use these soft things is kedish le'ismach, so it shouldn't get totally crushed. This isn't dry grain, it's still fresh. So if they would hit it with something hard, it would get crushed. And so they only hit it with something soft in order to remove the kernels. Then sunu la'abov, the kernels were placed into an abov, which was a copper kli of sorts, va'abov hayu menukov. And this abov had holes in it, kedish ur shayot bekulai, so that the fire could get everything inside, basically some sort of copper clay that had a whole bunch of holes in it. But once they put all the barley kernels inside of it, they would put it on the fire. Fire would go inside and toast them. And that's the way they'd be kind of toasting it. They would then spread them out in the azara. The wind would blow through it, drying them out. Then they would place it into a millstone meant for beans, which grinds it very thickly. And then they would sift this flour down time and time again. They'd finally bring out of it an isarin worth of flour, it was sifted 13 times, v'hashar, and the rest of the flour that wasn't being used, nifta, it was redeemed, because since it was hektish, you can't just give it to a regular person. First it's redeemed, as kedushas just transfer onto money, v'nechal chal adam, then it could be eaten by anyone, v'chayv b'chalo, once dough is made, it's chayv to have chalo taken off of it, because since it's not hektish anymore, it's owned by a regular person, and it's not kadosh, so chalo has to be separated. However, u'pater min ha'maiser, it's pater from maiser, because when it reaches processing, that it would be chayv in Meiser, it was still owned by Hektish, and we know that Hektish is potter from Meiser. However, we keep him a chayv b'chal of Meiser, so we keep him a chayv not only in chal, but also in Meiser, because he holds that only Nisarin anyway was meant for the base of Mekdash, and all the other flour we always knew was going to be for non-Kohanim and not for the base of Mekdash, so it's still chayv in Meiser. Now, Balai Lisarin, he, meaning the Kohen, whoever's working with this flour, he'd come to this Yisarin, Menasan Shamnoi Levanasai, he would put in its Shemin and Levina, meaning we have an empty Kli, he would put some oil and some frankincense inside, then put the flour, yatzak, you'd pour more oil on top, ubalal, and mix it all together. This is a classic way to make a carbon mincha. Hainif, then he would wave it, vehigesh, bring it close to the mizbeach, vekamatz, and take off a kemitza, vehiktir, burn the kemitza, and vashar nechol kehanim, the rest of this carbon oimer, the minchas oimer, would be eaten by the kehanim. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, and over here we have a very key nakuda. One of the main things about the carbon oimer was that it was matir chadash. It allowed chadash. What's chadash? So chadash is all the new grain that grew that year. Up until the carbon omer was brought, chadash is asur, it's not allowed to be eaten, you're not allowed to have any new grain. It's only once the omer was brought, so then everyone's allowed to have new grain. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Karva omer, once the omer was brought, then Yaitzen Umaitzen Shuk Yerushalayim Shu Mali Kamach Vakali, they'd go out and they'd find that the marketplace of Yerushalayim was full of flour, and Kali is flour made out of toasted grain. However, Shaloi Bertzayin Chachamim, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, this was against the will of the Chacham, the Chacham were not happy with this. That's because, as we just said, the chadash, the new grain, is not permitted to be eaten before the carbon omer is brought. Well, if right after the carbon omer is brought, you go out to the marketplace and you find flour already there, it must be that they had cut all the new grain and processed it before the omer is brought. And Rav Meir says the Chum didn't like this because then you run a real risk of people eating it before the carbon omer is brought. However, they did this with the will of the Chumim, the Chum were okay with it, and that's actually how we paskin. Now, Misha Kaiva omer, once the omer was brought, as we said, Hutar Chadash Miyad, Chadash, the brand new grain is permitted right away. Now, if our chaykim, the ones that are far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and they couldn't possibly know when exactly the omer was brought, what time of day it was, mutar mechatzayisayim ulalon, they're mutar to eat from chatzayisayin on, because they know that for sure by then the omer was brought. Now, Misha Char Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken, Jehei Yom Henef Kulay Aser, that the day of the waving, meaning the day of the omer being brought, which is the 16th of Nisan, that entire day is Aser. And that's because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid that if he's going to allow eating chadash already from the beginning of the day, because it's the 16th, that's when the omer was supposed to be brought, then meheir yibane beis hamikdash, the beis hamikdash is going to be rebuilt very quickly. People aren't going to even know about it. They're going to wake up the morning of the 16th of Nisan and they're going to start eating chadash right away, but there's going to be a beis hamikdash already, and now they're going to actually have to wait till the omer is physically brought, but again, they're not going to know that, and they're going to be eating before the omer is brought. So therefore, he said, all the day of the 16th, no eating. Once the beis hamikdash is destroyed, you have to wait for the 17th to start eating chadash. No, you just said it's already asr min hatayra to eat that entire day if it wasn't brought yet. Because the pasuk says about the omer ad etzam hayom hazeh, that tells us as long as the omer wasn't brought, you're not allowed to eat that whole day, the 16th. So obviously, when there's no beis hamikdash, you're only allowed to eat on the 7th. What takana is this from Yechim and Zakkai? Now the mission concludes. Why is it those who were far away from the beis hamikdash were allowed to eat from chatzos and onwards when they were actually bringing the carbon omer? Because they knew that Bezim were not lazy with it, and they for sure had brought it by Chatzos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss the Omer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.